In today's podcast, I talk to founder and creator of the eponymous lingerie brand, Noelle Wolf. Inspired by a personal passion for all things lingerie and a very successful career in fashion PR, Noelle creates beautiful designs that balance function as well as form, beauty as well as practicality. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast, Noelle.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. And it's so great to see a brand like this, a brand new brand. It's beautiful and it's just fits in perfect to the lingerie rooms in Brown Thomas. And although new, you have a very skilled background and you have the perfect skill set for a brand like this. So
Thank you. It's new,
but you know what you're doing here.
Yeah, I think I've done a bunch of research too, which is
great. Yeah.
Been nice to bring something to women that they've been asking for.
Yeah.
It's been interesting when you tell people you're a lingerie designer, everyone wants to explain to you what's wrong with their bra.
Where do I start?
What they want and what they need.
Yeah.
And women really, really are happy to have something that's delivering something different than what's been given to them before.
Absolutely.
So I'm pleased with that.
And, you know, we talk to a lot of founders on this podcast, mm-hmm. and a brand is more often than not born out of a gap in the market. And, you know, you just referred to that. So what did you think people, when they're talking to you about what they want in their lingerie drawer, what is it that we're missing that you want to create?
Quality, mm-hmm. Good fabric.
Yeah.
We're missing a good price point.
Mm-hmm.
I think sustainability has come into play in the market. I think people were less disposable with their underwear. Suddenly, they do want to pay a little bit more and have something last a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
I think we found this little piece, this little hole in the market that that I feel women are looking for something that is comfortable, that is sensual, sort of not overtly sexual, mm-hmm. that they can feel good about themselves. So that's what I wanted to deliver. Mm. And I think I did it.
I think you did it. And how did it happen for you, Noelle? Because, you know, when I say you had the skill set, you're a huge passion about lingerie, you're a collector.
I'm a collector. Yeah. I have tubs of lingerie.
You're like the dream woman. Isn't that what everyone wants to hear? I'm a collector of beautiful lingerie. But you had a background in fashion PR.
I was a fashion publicist, and I represented a lot of great brands sort of in their infancy.
Yeah.
Net-a-Porter, and that was one of my clients way back when, and now look at them.
Wow.
I always loved fashion. Mm-hmm. I, you know, became a mom, which was really important to me when I kind of left my career behind, as most of us do,
mm-hmm.
and focused on my family. And sort of as my children got older, I thought, I want to really get back to that. And I thought about what I loved, and I sort of looked around in my life and I went, I love underwear.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about underwear. Anywhere I go in the world, I'll buy underwear. I will find a little corner shop.
Yeah.
You know, it's a small thing I can take with me. It's a memory from a place.
Yeah.
So I started collecting it, and nightwear and panties or bras or whatever I could find that was mm-hmm. special to a different area in the world.
And vintage sometimes.
Vintage.
Yeah.
Vintage. And then, you know, I thought about what I could bring to the market that was a little bit different.
Mm.
And it was a little bit post Me Too era, which is the Me Too movement. And I thought, you know, I women need to own their sensuality and their sexuality again. I really feel that what you are wearing under your clothes is sort of the base foundation of your day. It's sort of the thing that's closest to your skin. You know, it's the thing that it's, what was my quote that I had the other day? I said, and I went, oh my God, that's it. it's the first thing we put on, but it tends to be the last thing we think about.
Yes, that's true.
And I think I want women to think more about it because it actually makes you feel good.
It's so true. You know, I think that, I suppose just from my own perspective, you know, we tend to keep those more delicate, those prettier mm-hmm. pieces for special wear, you know, and the day to day might be a little bit less pleasing to the eye. And we kind of consider them in terms of practicality. So your brand is attempting to shift that mindset.
Trying to shift practicality or bring sort of marry them.
Yes, exactly.
Sort of give you some practicality at the same time, make you feel beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want you to choose a red bra under your black suit because it makes you feel kind of mm-hmm. strong. It gives you a little kick. Mm. You know, I want you to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that we've forgotten what it does for us, how it makes us feel. And it's really more about how you feel. And whatever you're wearing on the outside, you'll look great because you have confidence.
Exactly. So do you think that we still do underestimate the confidence that comes with good lingerie?
Oh, yeah.
Both from a fit perspective, because, I mean, you know, we tend to, I suppose if you've money to spend, you might focus on what the, yeah. you know, people are seeing. But fit is one thing that's so important. But as you say, that confidence of putting on something just that makes mm-hmm. you feel good, that looks good.
Makes your clothes look good.
Yeah.
How your clothes lay on your body, it yeah. makes a big difference. So I'm hoping we can achieve that for mm-hmm. women. So, and give them make them feel empowered in themselves yeah. a little bit more.
And do you think that, you know, you speak about a post-Me Too era mm-hmm. and, you know, there is a new wave of female empowerment.
Yeah.
And we want to own, we're more vocal and we're more happy talking yeah. about our bodies. And, you know, you see a new trend in underwear as outerwear. Has that enabled your brand?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's kind of, I think people are drawn to it because of that.
Yeah.
I think it's not overtly sexual, but I do have some pieces that are very sexy mm-hmm. and pretty. So I'm trying to give you a little bit of both.
Everything.
I have sort of an everyday bra that I love that has lace all on the back. So you're not sort of putting on that unattractive nude bra.
Yeah.
Sort of like, oh, it looks good under my t-shirt, but I'd never want to take it off.
Yeah.
In front of anybody.
You might have to change for it. Yeah.
Take off my t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of lower end brands that are a bit disposable. So,
yeah.
which I kind of would like women to care more about.
We have to move away from that. And that's, you know, when you bring up the topic of sustainability, it's really important. And it's your ethos to buy well, buy once.
Buy well, buy once.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel with the brand, I'm really passionate about the natural lay of your breast, how the breast falls naturally. I don't want to see women with them shoved up, pinched in.
And that was a look for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, that was, I mean, for, I suppose, the 90s, that was the thing.
There's
push
a time
them up.
And a place for it. But you know, but
remember there was the ones that I think you could actually inflate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the chicken fillets and all of that. We've thankfully moved away, haven't we?
But you know, what's funny is I think about that sometimes and I go, but then you take all that off and it's not real.
It's not.
I think that's important.
So we're being a little bit more honest about
what's who
there.
You are. That's the one body you've been given and love it.
I think so. And I think that's important. But also, you know, another thing that I know Noelle Wolf is feels very important as the brand, mm-hmm. Not speaking about you in the third person, but
ahead.
You know, shifting the gaze away from, you know, the male gaze to the self gaze so that we're happy with ourselves first and foremost, we're dressing for ourselves from the outside, from the inside out. I think that's a great
ethos.
And
it's for you to want to share it with the man. You know, you're not, and a lot of women buy underwear for the male gaze and they have to really think about it more for themselves. I hope this will help that happen.
I think so.
Another thing I'd love to talk about, which is important for women to know, is about fit.
Yeah.
I think not a lot of women know how their bra fits. And we're all shoving ourselves into a size that maybe we were 10 years ago and we're not now. Your body changes all the time.
Yeah.
You know, being a young woman to having children to
breastfeeding.
It
changes from day to day, even week to week.
Depending on your
cycle or
whatever, monthly cycle. So I think it's important to find a bra that's going to
move with you.
And I also think you've got to get your size checked again.
Mm-hmm.
So I've even tried to give some instruction on my website so that women can kind of work on their fit. We have a good fit guide as well, which is nice. And then obviously go to your sales girl and ask her to fit you. It's really important.
Very important, I think. And as you say, underestimated. But then from your point of view and the design aspect, that requires, and you know, in fashion in general, fit is so important. And I'm sure it's a huge part of the design process. But for lingerie, and particularly the bra, it must be very tricky.
It's very tricky and very technical. And
the engineering of it and the architecture of it
is a very dynamic thing.
Yeah.
And I want my bra to be the bra that you get home and you're not God, I want to take my bra off. Oh, it's like the best thing, right?
Isn't it? The bra, the shoes, let the hair down. Yeah.
But I want you to forget that you're wearing it.
Yeah.
And so that's something, I've been comfortable all day. Don't need to take it off right away.
And so how have you set about doing that in terms of your design process and the engineering of the bra?
I think we've designed the underwire and the cup to be comfortable, to be a little bit wider so that you can actually hold the whole breast tissue. I didn't want to cut into the lymph glands around the breast for just health reasons, and that tends to happen a lot. I think the fabric, the silks that we're using and the lace is really nice on the skin. It's a lot of breathable. We didn't do any padding. We did one very thin sort of microfiber that will give you coverage.
Okay.
But I wanted you to sort of be yourself in it. I mean, we have a beautiful balcony bra that I think is very sexy.
Yeah.
And a bodysuit, which I'm wearing.
Okay.
And I love that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm quite pleased that there's an inclusivity, you know, in terms of size. I remember when I was young and my mom took me shopping and she was like, and you know, let's get some nice things. And I was like taken with the lovely little sets and pretty flowers on them, whatever age I was. But none of them came in my size. So the sales lady was throwing hammock-shaped bras over the door to me. And it was so disappointing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's a common problem for bigger busted ladies that, you know, the prettier things isn't available in their size. Again, this is something that you're attempting to eradicate and there's a bigger range.
Attempting. We have a pretty good range. I mean, obviously, I'm a small company. So as we grow, we'll kind of reach the 32 A's and the double D's. I hope we're going to get all the way through. So I'm attempting to get there. It just will probably take a little bit more time, but we are inclusive. I have a lot of nice things that will work for everybody.
Yeah. So. And even in terms of your image of the female form, you know, we see like, God, lingerie models are just, it's the dream, but you the don't doctor body. Pictures.
No.
You know, it's very...
So all our campaign, it's really important to me that we're not retouching. You will see stretch marks on our models.
Real people.
I mean, they're beautiful bodies, but they're real bodies. So I really like that aspect of it. I think we can take it too far one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I wanted, you know, there's a little belly fat. I think you can see a little.
Well, that's the real woman. I think that's important, you know.
I know. We don't have to. It's been really empowering, even for myself, this whole process of learning to love my body as it changes and grows.
I know. And let's talk about you then, because you had a big birthday this week. Happy birthday.
Thank you
turned 50.
I turned 50.
Wow. So how do you feel about it? You don't look half of that, honestly.
Oh, good.
You look great.
I know. I might have to start lying, but I'm actually proud to say my real age.
Yes. And that is absolutely so refreshing too in this world that we all kind of hide away from things. But
why lie? It's fantastic.
But you've such a achievements. You've got two kids. You've got this brilliant new eponymous brand.
I mean, launching my brand on my birthday here has been
amazing.
So great. It's like, you know, you can reinvent yourself, like sort of as you get older. And I think we're living longer in our lives. And I think you know, turning 50 and bringing something to the market like this is so exciting. And
it's very exciting.
Makes me, you know, you have so much under your belt in life by the time you get here.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that adds to what you can create when you get there then?
Think so.
You know, do you think it would have been possible for you to achieve this and to launch a brand like this, say, 20 years ago?
No.
No. So what is it that you know that you didn't know then? God, that's a big question, I'm aware. There's probably more than a few things.
Trust your gut.
Yeah, okay.
Trust your instinct, be confident, and whatever you love, you will succeed at. If you love it, you will succeed.
Good, yeah.
Because you are coming at it from such a good place, and it's infectious, and people
Does this
respond.
Feel like work?
No, I'm having a blast. I'm
designing
gonna have to get
beautiful
up at
lingerie.
4 in the morning and get on a plane, and I'm here I am, and I'm like, let's keep going.
It's amazing.
And it's fun.
And do you think that, you know, a lot of people, you've had success in your life. You've had great success and you're very involved as a philanthropist in a number of different charities. You've got two kids who are getting to the point where, you know, they can probably manage their day themselves.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
So a lot of people might have decided that I'm just going to enjoy the success and maybe take the foot off the pedal a little bit, but what you're doing now is you say you're getting up at 4 a.m, it has to require huge energy. Was there any part of you that was like, will I do this? Will I get on this train?
I mean, you always have those moments of, oh God, am I doing the right thing? Yeah. And then you sort of have to remind yourself of, you know, nothing good ever comes of sort of not taking a risk, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, kind of got to go for it.
Yeah.
And when you turn 50, I mean, there's just fewer, your risks are more methodical, I think. You're smarter.
Yeah. But there's also more, you know, I think the older we get, the more cautious we get too.
Yeah, oh, very cautious.
You know?
But you can navigate the world a little bit better than you can when you're younger.
Yeah.
So I think you either, I don't know, you fly with no caution to the wind or no caution to the wind. But I just, in this respect, I feel doing this has also sort of given me a new perspective on life, and I'm really excited.
I think that it would be quite inspirational for a lot of people as well.
I hope so.
I think so, you know, because, you know, slowly we're coming to realize that reinvention is important in our careers. You're not going to go into something and just stay there.
You're not going to stay there. Mm. You're going to change and grow and do something different and believe in something. You know, your belief system can change a little bit too. You become an environmentalist, or you become, you know, you care more about wildlife, or, you know, all these things evolve as you go.
Yeah.
And I think if you can take a chance to reinvent yourself when you get older, it's fantastic.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think inspiration really is the word that I will go for, because, you know, you're launching in an industry that, you know, it's a busy industry. There are a lot of brands out there, but immediately you are positioned in, you know, very premium spaces. So how does that feel? Is there any
incredible
pinch me moments?
Oh yeah, when Vogue magazine or Harper's Bazaar calls your garments in for a shoot, if it's used or not used, it's like, I feel like I made it. Like, I made it.
And that's happening right now.
Yeah, it's happening. And it's so exciting.
Yeah.
And I do pinch myself. And I've got great people. So,
what's the team of Noelle Wolf then?
Oh, gosh. A lot of great women.
Good.
Mostly women.
Okay. Do you think that's important?
Yeah, it is. Especially
we understand it better.
Yeah. And I think going with this brand and what I'm trying to do and say, it's important to have a team of women involved, and they care.
And do you think that women perhaps have less, you know, are less accepting of perhaps men owning items that are creating items that are so intimately feminine?
I mean, it bothers me a little bit.
Well, you know, I mean, we know how it feels,
we
know that feeling of, I can't wait to take my bra off, you know, and how to try and combat that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It would only be something for a man to imagine.
I think women are responding to the fact that women are making this brand.
Yeah.
You know, where it is important. I mean, I did some press yesterday, and we went from having conversations about having babies to menopause, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and all these female issues, and I don't know if a man can. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, no, but I think it's an important point because it would be hard to imagine the changes unless you're experiencing them.
Unless you're experiencing them.
And so, of a wonderful collection, there are 60 pieces. What piece are you most proud of, and you reach for most?
Oh gosh,
it's like picking your favorite child. It's probably impossible.
I can't pick my favorite child. Like today, I put on the bodysuit because of the. Again,
what you're wearing,
what I'm wearing. And I thought this will kind of keep me warmer. It's a little cold out and comfortable. So everything sort of has a different purpose for me.
Yeah.
But I love it all. So I can't
choose. I would
imagine
the bandeau bra,
the bandeau
mist embroidered.
Bra.
Like, I mean, that's really if you're listening and you want to Google something, that's a piece of work,
that's
isn't
a piece,
it?
Yeah. Mm. That's a really special
and
piece.
And so you're quite, you've spoken about your influences and architecture and literature and art and design. They all form part of your design process.
Yeah.
Is it hard to incorporate things like that in something that is inherently practical?
No, I think if you just look around the world, look around.
Yeah.
And what you like will kind of somehow through your subconscious kind of get to that. Does that make sense? So, I mean, I love art. I love architecture. I love music.
Yeah.
I love, really inspiring women. Different little things. It could even be something my daughter would say to me, you know, about life. I don't know. And then you kind of pull that all together.
And it finds its way into your
finds,
design process.
Yeah.
And so you know, you inspire women. And are there any women that inspire you?
Oh,
it's tricky again. I'm asking all the hard ones.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Gosh, inspiring woman. I should have thought about that a little more. I mean, I think fashion style. Mm. I mean, I always loved Princess Diana. I thought she had great style.
Yeah.
I thought she was really, really bold in what she wore and her fashion. Inspiring women. Oh my gosh, I feel.
But I mean, you've picked a good one there.
You
picked a classic. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to think of something really deep.
No, don't worry about that. Really? Don't worry about
that. Mother Teresa.
Yeah. Would it work?
I wonder what her bra was like.
Oh, God.
She wore one.
So you have 60 pieces in a beautiful line, your first line.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's amazing. You're stocked in Brown Thomas. Yeah. Vogue are calling you on the phone. Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah.
What, if we were to sit down in 5 years' time, what do you want to have achieved? Where do you see the brand expanding to?
Well, we are presently working on an athleisure line.
Wow.
Even though I'm a little, there's a piece of me that's, I want to get women out of athleisure all the time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not, it's just enjoy clothes and wear beautiful underwear, but yeah. I am going to do athleisure.
Well, rather than get them out of it, just make it look better.
Make it look better. You know, I want it to be a little more fashion forward so they're more comfortable, and I think we'll achieve that. What else? I think a perfume I'd like to do.
Wow.
I really love scents. And, you know, kind of, who knows? So the sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, the possibilities are endless. Yeah. Well, I can only imagine if this is what's been created. Mm-hmm. Swimwear would work well, wouldn't it?
Basically anything that's really close to your skin and your body.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. That's a great place to start, isn't it? Yeah, close to
your
woman.
Heart.
Yeah. So listen, it is so exciting to see what has happened and, you know, to see a brand at its inception look so amazing.
Oh,
and
I'm so glad.
To have such a furore about it. You know, there is a lot of excitement about it. So thank you for taking some time to chat
pleasure.
To me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Brown Thomas.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Brown Thomas podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Official Brown Thomas on Instagram for more updates.